please welcome Really Honest Abe.
I'm Really Honest Abe. My opponent in this debate is Mr. Stephen Douglas, and he, in a word, is short. I mean like 5'1" short. Not short for even a woman. And though this here future president of the United States of America enjoys a good spinner just like the next guy, Mr. Douglas, my friends, is no spinner. Nor is he a strong candidate for political office. No, I envision Mr. Douglas as someone better suited to be, oh, I don't know, Washington's next yard gnome. Or a jockey for gamecock fights. You know, a cock jockey. Perhaps a stunt double for Dakota Fanning. I could see him juggling cabbage in a circus, wrestling a giant with three others like him or of lesser size. And if I might be really honest, Mr. Douglas gives Abe the creeps. He doesn't wear a stovetop hat. His stovetop hat wears him. I, on the other hand, am damn lanky. 6'4" strong and stately. Why, I'm dripping with stateliness. I have facial hair only the Amish dare try. I was fashioning the sexy facial mole long before Cindy Crawford's great-great-grandmother could even vote. And my credentials don't end there. I have learned intelligence combined with a country-bred wisdom. I'm funny at parties. I know card tricks. And yes, my American brethren, I have a giant wiener. A veritable Lincoln log, if you will. It brushes both knees while I walk. Simultaneously. Why, with the proper encouragement, I'm pretty sure I could drive nails with it. But this debate is not about me, or how short Mr. Douglas is, or even my wiener, now is it? This debate is about the issues, and I'd like to tell you where I stand on the primary issue facing America. Yes, I believe a house divided against itself cannot stand, nor could my opponent last night at the saloon. What a drunk. Mr. Douglas believes in an old way of American thinking, the same tired Southern beliefs that are steering us toward a civil war. And if the South is allowed to rise, to win, what then? I have foreseen their America. Restaurants that will forever serve squirrel deep fried. Where I envision a fast food squirrel prepared quickly and made to go for people on the run who have busy lifestyles and children to feed. Squirrel on a bun or squirrel on a bed of lettuce for those watching their carbohydrates. In Mr. Douglas's America of tomorrow, he'd have us wearing our hair short on the top, but long in the back. And if I can be honest for a second, that would be the lamest friggin' do since the powdered wig. In Stephen Douglas's Southern America, carnies wouldn't even stand out from the crowd. There'll be a covered wagon up on blocks in every front yard. Wrestling will become a professional sport. We'll never pee indoors. Cops will be on primetime, NBC, and not just weekends on TBS and the WB61. Stevie Ray Vaughan will grow up to wail on the washboard. And Jimi Hendrix will be fetching his biscuits. What a waste, America! And I, for one, am not gonna stand for it. I want to wear a real tuxedo on my wedding night, and not a tuxedo design printed on a T-shirt. Call me a Yankee if you'd like. I feel strongly about this. There are other issues facing this election. And can I be really honest? Well, I'm afraid you have no choice. It's the only way I know how to be. Honest Abe is for prostitution. And again, wives who balance the checkbook. For the tobacco grower. And again, alternate methods of treating glaucoma. Again, raising big ass taxes. Four, taxing big raised asses. If the brothers in the house know what I mean. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. That's right, no brothers. Well, I'm working on it. You get me elected for Senate, then we're going to run for president. Keep me from getting assassinated during the worst world war this country will ever know, and then the sky is the limit. I'll make sure it happens. Then we'll all meet at Ford Theater for a relaxing kickback party. We'll put our feet up and watch a play designed for our enjoyment, cleansed of fear, and the raised hand of anger. That is my promise to you, America. Stephen Douglas isn't making these promises. I'm really honest, Abe, and I want your vote.